maths, such a juggernaut. All eyes in Australia are on it. And we are joined now by one of our favourites.
Yeah.
She is our favourite. Ella.
Hello.
Thanks for coming into the studio.
Pleasure.
Now,
pleasure is mine.
Isn't it all happening at the moment? We're getting to the very pointy end. How are you feeling about the whole thing so far? Because it's one thing to have filmed it and to have gone into the experiment with an open heart thinking, I'm hoping to find the man of my dreams. But then when it plays out on air, the way it gets, you know, I guess, conveyed by press and social media, you seem to be holding up really well and it's gone quite well.
Yeah, it's been like transitioning from being in the experiment for, you know, 3 months and then coming home and like that waiting process before it airs and now seeing it all airing. It's like so many feelings I've never experienced.
Yeah, I bet.
Like watching yourself on TV, seeing the others on TV, seeing footage that you've never seen before, hearing what other people are saying about each other. Like it's, I'm sitting there sometimes and I'm like,
you hear so many contestants say, hold on, they've made me look bad there. I'd love to know, though, are there any points where you go, they've made me look good? I was pretty messy at that party. They've done me a favour.
Yeah, I think I'm pleasantly surprised with the way that I do look on camera when I've had a few drinks, because I was a bit concerned about that because I get Asian glow, like full on red. Asian glow. Like I have allergies cheeks. With alcohol. Yeah. Oh, it's like a whole thing.
Wow.
And it doesn't look that bad on TV. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is actually right.
I love that all the things that everyone would have been worried about, let's be honest, Olivia would have been nervous. People would have been really worried about fights. You were worried about
Asian glow.
The colour of your skin. That's amazing.
That's drinking. That's it.
And now, I also love the idea of you could have just not drank. Be like, oh, well, we'll see how this goes.
That's exactly it.
Bev?
Ready?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, you guys,
you
guys are the hot couple, you and Mitch. Hot, both good looking. Now, Mitch is a bit dumb, like most blokes. You, for the whole show, were just throwing like, I'm in love with you. You just have to tell me where you're at. He didn't say it once. He just did not even bite at it. How frustrating is that to be on the show? Because you did go on the show to look for love. And I think that Mitch was on the show just because he's a good-looking Gold Coast boy, more Insta followers. And I think that's the only reason he was on the show.
Ooh, that's a tough one to defend.
It's a great analogy, though.
Look, it was really hard because I am such an open book with literally anyone that I meet. And Mitchell's, you know, he's quite closed off. He was really struggling to talk about the way that he would feel and, it provided me with words that I really needed, like, in that time.
Gave you nothing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot more happened behind the scenes for us. Mitchell was very uncomfortable on camera. And, we did establish a lot when it was just us. So I did get to know a whole different side to Mitchell that, unfortunately, you know, Australia haven't seen. There is a much, more gentle side to him, but
well, Melbourne, Gold Coast, as Fee knows, you know, long distance relationships. Fee just leaves her partners in another country and just doesn't even break up. But he's in the Gold Coast, you're Bayside in Melbourne. That's not going to work. He doesn't want to move there. Would you move up to, I don't think you're together, but if you were.
Gosh, you sound like my brother here.
Yeah. Well, your brother, you love your brother. Your brother's he's your confidant.
Rock. Yes.
And I'm speaking the same words as him. It's not going to work, so he's not going to come down. But would you have moved to the Goldie for him?
Look, going into the experiment, going through all the applications, I said, whatever comes with this opportunity and this experience, I'm going to say yes and I'm going to go with it and I'm willing to move for love because, you know, love, it's a hard thing to find. Well, in my world, it has been. And, I think long distance, it can work.
It
it's
can.
A real testament to the connection and the relationship. I can't be giving away too much.
No. It's only an hour and 50 minutes on the plane.
Yeah,
that's Melbourne to Geelong, bad traffic. You know, that's all right.
I think Nick Aller's a bit worried about what Mitch was doing when she wasn't there. He's a bit of a player.
Oh, no.
Anyway, one final one for me. And I have to bring this up, and I don't know how you feel about it, because you were pretty close to Dom, and Dom was one of my favourites too. But Olivia, now, she's a demon. Like, what's wrong with this person? She's nasty. What the hell? You gave it to her a little bit. Was she like that off camera? Was she an actress or something. Like, she can't be real.
Well, look, I will say that you guys only see, what, like 5% of really what happens in the hours behind all the scenes. So what you've seen is really just a taste.
And so she's worse.
Look, I can't.
Wow.
I'm not like
that poor guy her, that she's with.
Her and Jackson have got Jacko. A really great relationship. Like, put aside them as individuals, their relationship and the connection, there's no denying that they really did hit it off straight off the bat.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're at now because I don't have contact with either of them, but I do hear that and see, you know, they're still going really strong and, like, that's great. Mm. You know, the show needs to have success.
Yeah.
And it's great to see that they're making it work, whatever's happened on the show, and trying to overcome it. But we can't blame an edit, I feel that
yeah,
we can't.
No.
Yes, we can say that things have been chopped and changed and put in places maybe where they weren't said, but the choice of words that Olivia has used have been her choice.
Yeah.
And they have come from her mouth, and she has said a lot of offensive
bad things.
Things to say it nice, yeah, to put it.
Boxy, she still has grudges over people at kindergarten that threw sand on her.
That,
oh,
I thought,
God,
yeah,
she used to build a bridge.
That made me think I wouldn't want to cross paths with Olivia.
No,
yeah. But
no,
I
respect.
Love,
what a
I
list.
Love crossing paths with you. Ella, you are a delight.
Yes.
And you know, you
number
pull
one.
Up beautifully. You haven't put a foot wrong.
Yes.
We're loving you on the show. And can't wait to see this, because Sunday, 7 p.m. Channel 9. Don't miss the final Married at First Sight dinner party.
Oh, God.
Are you single or?
This final dinner party, yeah, it's
intense.
You know, it's intense. It's coming to the end. You can only imagine how we're all feeling at this stage, like pretty eager to either go home, you know, feel grounded again, see our friends and family, see our pets, like all of the above. So, yeah, the dinner
party.
Does
she have a ring on, Boxy?
There are
a few
rings.
Different
there's
rings.
There's a few
there's
different
a ring.
Rings.
I can't see.
No, there's a ring.
Pretty
there's
awesome
a ring on
jewelry.
That
oh, wow. There's still a ring on the finger. Wow.
We won't be missing this.
You can't miss this one. It's a lot. It's a bit emotional. There's
Ooh.
A few more screams, and, you know, it's everyone's going to have their last words at this dinner party. So.
Okay. Well, we'll be watching. And yeah. Ella, thanks for coming in the studio.
Oh, my pleasure.
Nice
Thank
you
moment. I love it.